Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God's in the miracle working business. He wants to change and transform you and me. He's going to make us like Jesus. He advises us, exhorts us to have the mind of Christ. And if we do that, that process is going to be facilitated. I have been sharing this week on sowing to the Spirit. And we've looked at one of the works of the flesh listed in Galatians and King James Version, emulation, which is basically competition. It's ambitious or envious rivalry, and why it is such a negative thing. Now, there's some good aspects to it. You know, if you've missed, I keep sharing this, any of the broadcasts you want to hear them over, just go to the website and you can re-listen at any time at your convenience. But we have been sharing on yesterday's broadcast some serious consequences of self-rejection that because of things that happen to us in perhaps in formative years, if we don't have that a godly attitude toward ourselves and a healthy consideration of who we are in Christ, it will lead to serious consequences like depression, a lack of faith in God, unbelief. You're basically rejecting God's design, how He made you. It will lead even further to rebellion, which is a lack of self-acceptance the way God made you and in toward anyone who is in authority over you, including God. It will make you withdrawn. You don't enjoy other people's company. You're super sensitive to others' attitudes towards you. Also, materialism, an overemphasis on material things, trying to find happiness and love and acceptance. Now, let's move on to the last three of the serious, what I'm sharing with you, eight consequences of self-rejection. Another area is negativism. It's a failure complex. Basically, for someone who doesn't love themselves in a healthy, godly way, the past is nothing but an amalgamation of failures, affronts, insults, and abuse to which they've been subjective. Basically, woe is me. Nothing ever works for me. Born to lose. All this kind of self-fulfilling prophetic confession, if you will. And beloved, this is so serious because our subconscious mind, yours and mine, tend to bring to fulfillment whatever we imagine. And such negative thinking about yourself, against yourself, will inevitably produce failure. It's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. And let's move on because there's a lot. I'd like to be able to conclude this message today. There is also the seventh area, an effort to imitate others. Not only do we compare ourselves with others, but we try to be like them, identifying with their good traits, thereby attempting to erase the self-image we have of personal inferiority. And this is especially true with the youth, especially when young people get into their teenage years. They don't know who they are yet. And so if there's a godly example, that's a good thing. However, many will seek to emulate their peers, which are influenced in a strong dimension by the world. And we see that happening to such a great degree today. And then the final area, I know I'm moving quickly, but perhaps this is one of the most serious, and that is if we don't love ourselves in a godly, healthy way, if we reject who we are, there's a limiting of God's use of your life. Oh, brother and sister, God has a plan and a destiny for your life. And your ultimate and maximum happiness and fulfillment is achieved by fulfilling that plan that God has for you. And if you basically reject yourself, even on a subconscious level, you not only refrain from using your own natural talents, but you hinder God's miraculous power in your life. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, beloved, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Beloved, oh, a life of faith is an exciting life. Many reject themselves, and in so doing, they short-circuit the power of God by their unbelief. Brother and sister, you'll never experience the abundant life until you know that you know that you know that God wants to not only bless you, but He wants to fulfill you. He takes such great pleasure in seeing you become that beautiful image that was in His heart and mind when He created you before the world existed. That's what the word tells us. He knew us before He created us, before you ever were. You existed in the mind and heart of God, and that's how He sees you. When we accept Jesus, that sin nature, that carnal nature is done away with. We are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and the Father sees you, brother and sister, and He sees me as we were created in the perfection that was in His heart before time began, before the world ever was. He's created us for good works, which were in His heart and mind before the worlds began. And so, beloved, that's why it's so serious. If you don't love yourself in the way God wants you to, not pridefully, not in an envious, competitive way, you know what? There's no need for competition. If you will just see yourself as God sees you, because what competition is not a part of God's world or kingdom? So, the time is flying by, so what are we going to do about this? Well, beloved, there is a remedy, and that is to repent of unbelief and self-rejection. Let's do that now. Lord, if anyone's listening and they've been guilty of this, Father, we repent in Jesus' name. We repent of self-hatred. We repent of that sin of unbelief. We repent of self-rejection. Lord, some really hate themselves that are listening. Others aren't just happy the way they are. But Father, nonetheless, we thank You that Your blood cleanses us from sin and all unrighteousness, and we stand complete in You. Father, I thank You that this is a new day, a new time, a new season for Your beloved. I thank You, Lord, that this is the first remedy that we take toward a new life, toward a new beginning. And Father, also now we take a hold of that second remedy, which is to receiving the grace and the spiritual help we need from You. Father, by faith, we receive that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then, beloved, I've got good news. The Lord will use others also to encourage you and receive. When someone compliments you, when someone genuinely says, oh, you're such a blessing, I just appreciate the way you did that. Don't worry. Be able to, if you're healthy, you'll say, well, thank you. I appreciate that. All glory to Jesus. Amen. That's praise God. We need to be able to do that. And then also, what's another remedy is to believe God for that work, that you will have a healthy love of self. And regardless of how you might be created physically, if you're not too happy with your physical body, don't worry. You're going to get a new one when Jesus comes, when that rapture comes, when we arise to be forever with Him. And whatever your abilities are, and this is what God is focusing on through these broadcasts, is that you appreciate what God has done for you. And also understand the remedy is that you have a power of choice. Nobody, that's one area that you have absolute control, and nobody else can touch that. Your thoughts, your attitudes, what goes on deeply within your heart and mind, nothing can change that. You might be in prison. Beloved Paul was in prison. There are many dear saints of God over the centuries that have been imprisoned for their faith, and yet they are free in Christ, not physically, but their spirit man is not in bondage. They are free. So, beloved, in all these areas, I want you to be encouraged. God wants you to know that He has all the grace, the help you need. You can make the right choices, your thoughts, your attitudes, you control them. If you find yourself falling back, say, I rebuke those thoughts. Father, I thank you. I'm thinking, going to think about myself the way you see me. He wants us to have a healthy love of ourselves. Again, it's the importance of balance. God gives us what we're born with. We don't have a choice about our talents or abilities, but it's up to us to improve and develop and care for what we have received from Him. It's a cooperative effort between us and the Holy Spirit. That's, you know, that's the way the God designed us. One of the beautiful aspects of maturing in Christ is we work together with the Holy Spirit. We're to respect ourselves. We're to respect one another. Praise God. Again, I don't have time to read all of Galatians, the fifth chapter, but let me just read 25 and 26. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And now, as I bring this broadcast to a close, it sounds like I'm going to erase everything I said, but not really. I'm going to put an emphasis, an underline under everything I've said. There is one area I found that the Holy Spirit allows competition, one scriptural area where competition or emulation is allowed, not only allowed, but encouraged and commanded. Are you ready for it? It's found in Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Beloved, this is one area we can compete with everything that's in us, that we can compete with one another in love and good works. Isn't that precious? We can, that's a competition, a spirit of emulation the Holy Spirit approves of. He puts His stamp of approval if we seek to excel one another in love and good works. So let me share in closing another translation of that. Let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, to incite, to stimulate one another to brotherly love and right conduct in rivalry or competition of love and noble actions. I can add nothing further except to say amen. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.